Any word that we use is a limitation, of course, of it. That's why in India, just to get some approximation of what this is, they use three words and string them together as if it were one to describe the state of connectedness with being. The three words are Sat-Chit-Ananda. Sat means being, the delight of being, the delight of life, which nature has. But when we look at nature, we don't see, we always see the struggle for survival. Yes, that also exists on the level of form, but there's also the delight in life that everything in nature, every animal and every plant still has. And I have observed birds, other animals, and I see how they delight in doing. They're not continuously fighting or looking for food. Yes, also, they're also looking for food. There are many times when they're simply delighted. When the eagle soars from where I live, I sometimes observe eagles high overhead. Their wings stretched out, they hardly ever move. They use the air so skillfully that they don't need to make any effort. They can be for 20 minutes without ever moving their wings and just go. And they are not looking for food. I looked at them. They're not looking for anything. They're in a state of delight. Just watching. Consciousness, the one consciousness expressing itself through this form and delighting in the life of form that it observes, that it is part of. Sat being, the delight of being alive, which is more than that. This is only one perspective on it. Chit, consciousness. To know yourself not as thought, which is a form that consciousness takes, to know yourself as that which underlies all thought, out of which every thought and every emotion comes, that which allows the thought and the emotion to be there, which is consciousness itself, before it becomes something, before it becomes a thought or an emotion or a body or a sense of me or a flower or an animal or the earth, the sun or the galaxy, before it is born into form. The moment prior to what scientists call the Big Bang, which is the birth of form, the universe, before the birth of form, scientists are puzzled. They cannot work out, okay, it all started with the Big Bang. Now, but what was there before that? If there was nothing, where did it all come from? If you start thinking about it, you will soon go mad. How did the whole universe come out of nothing, if there was nothing? Out of complete empty space. Now that realm, the strange thing is, that which was there before the Big Bang, out of which the entire universe arose, was never lost and still dwells in each form as the innermost essence of that form. And the Buddhists call that emptiness. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. And that is in you also. That is the dimension that is unconditioned, timeless, no past, no future, eternal, which does not mean goes on and on. It means no time, not endless time. Eternal does not mean endless time. It means no time, not subject to time. Consciousness itself.